Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network. You can also catch us on that Odyssey app if you are traveling out of the market. We do appreciate that. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technicians. Go to cropmetcalf.com where you can get all your details about how they can hire you if you're handy like that. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is
here. What's up,
Cakesy?
What's up, Cakesy?
Also, John Paul Flame.
Blinded by this light today. Something seems different in the studio with the lighting.
I never noticed that.
We turn this one off. This is right in my eyes.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Is that usually on?
No, it's usually not on. I don't know why.
Yes. Blinding.
Techs were here yesterday working on lights. I have no idea what they did. I know they put a new camera in.
All right. We might have to do some.
What's up with the new camera?
I did notice that earlier this morning.
Is it a new angle or just a different camera, a little more capability?
One of the cameras in the studio broke, so they brought in a new overhead camera.
There we have it.
Nice.
Looks like a ring light.
And Eric Bickle also here. He's sitting off to my right. That is your foursome, which is a rarity during the summer.
Yeah.
Look at this picture. It doesn't happen very often that all four of us are here during the summer months.
I'm here for the next few weeks. Don't think I'm going anywhere. What a wasteland on television last night. I was like hitting balls all day, doing stuff. I had an EB wellness day, workout, so you know, the whole thing. And then when I settled down, I don't have the TV on during the day. When I settled down around 8 o'clock, I was like, there's nothing I care about. There's nothing I care about. Nothing on. I ended up starting that Bin Laden documentary.
Manhunt on Netflix.
That you recommended. And it is very good. I stayed up till about 10. But I still have like at least an hour and a half or so to watch. I mean, it is just unbelievable when you watch some of those the home videos or cell phone videos that people did have of the impact of the planes hitting the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable when you revisit it.
Yep.
And you see it up close in person. And then, of course, the whole response to it. It is wild.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm locked in.
It brings you back to that point in history, which is
terrible time. And it did change the world. But yeah. This feels like, you know how it is when the MLB All-Star game and there's nothing going on?
Yeah.
This is what it feels like right now. As far as if you're a sports fan at all.
I mean, last night there was no Nats. They came off the West Coast trip, so they were idle last night.
I don't care about the NHL Finals. Literally don't care.
Doesn't start till tomorrow anyway.
NBA Finals, my understanding, doesn't start yet. Nope. There's not nothing I cared about. The softball, didn't care.
Yeah, I watched the softball.
Didn't care.
Yeah, this
softball.
Well, yeah, college
women's
softball.
College World Series.
He coached it. Though? Remember, he coached it.
So he's got a tie.
This is the time to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, the best teams in the country are playing.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, you know? I mean, there's certain college sports I like. I'll watch volleyball. You guys won't watch that. But, I mean, there's just nothing on right now.
Not until next week.
You got to scramble. You got to scramble a little
bit. Got to scramble. Find some quality entertainment. Got to catch up on my docs.
Yeah, you do.
I think I got to catch up on my docs. The other one people were wanting me to watch was the Favre one. I don't think I want to watch that.
I don't think I have any real interest in watching a doc on Brett Favre.
I mean, I think at this point that we pretty much know his whole deal. He pulled his junk out a lot. He was kind of, you know.
Is it mostly about
inappropriate
his playing
with
career
women?
Or is it about his post-playing career?
I don't even know. I think it's everything.
It's the whole thing.
I think it's everything.
Okay.
Maybe trashing him post-career.
Yeah, that doesn't interest me either.
Yeah, I, for some reason, I probably shouldn't, but for some reason I'm kind of sympathetic to Favre. I'm sure he did inappropriate things that are wildly wrong, but I kind of like him. I don't know. Don't want to watch that one.
He's a likable hillbilly type.
He's a likable hillbilly. Right. And I'm sure he did a million things wrong.
Except for all the people that he stole money from.
I don't know if I believe that, but maybe he did.
Yeah.
I believe the pulling out his junk stuff. That I believe.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, he's a guy, so of course you believe.
I believe he's capable of that. That's way easier for me to believe.
Yeah.
Whether or not he stole from people, maybe. You know, I don't think I want to face that reality if it's true.
Well, I did notice when I came in that Valdez, I guess, did you bring in? Valdez is like is it second swing sports for golf for the rest of the guys in the foursome.
Play it again.
Because I texted him last night because I was putting my golf bag together.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have a glove because my son is using his glove recently, put it on my bag. I don't know where mine went. So I put the bat signal out to Valdez. It's like, bring an extra glove because I don't. Do I really want to pay $25 in a pro shop for a glove?
You play once a year.
That's dumb.
There's no reason.
So I'm going to use your glove. I don't care if you sweated in it. That's fine. So I'm going to use his glove, and I believe he has a pair of kicks for Mike Marr, too. So he's just hooking everybody.
Mike Marr, you need golf shoes?
No, so I have two pairs of golf shoes, but these are a little more retro, because when you see me boots on the ground at the course today, I'm going to be wearing an old school shirt from about the 70s or 80s.
Oh, really?
What are you wearing?
You don't want to say? He might do a reveal.
Yeah, we might do a reveal on the show.
Okay, very good.
Is this like a Caddyshack bit
Get everybody, get Cakes hyped for the Purple Heart. The last segment of the show, I don't know
if you were here. I think you were here, Drabby, but I was at the club hitting balls the other day in the rain, and all of a sudden, Cakes stands right next to me. He and his son are hitting balls. Cakes, I think, is getting a little bit, because of your son.
Mainly my son was hitting balls. But I'll grab the sticks and swing a few
here and
there.
So you hit a few?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's going to get bit by the golf bug because of the bonding with his son.
This will entertain you. I've been at the putting green, too, trying to work on things. Now, I don't know if this is going to translate, but I'm the world's worst putter.
What time shotgun?
12 noon start.
12?
Yeah.
At 1757 Golf Club.
Yep. Cakes always putts first.
I do always putt first. And I'm happy to do it.
He's the guinea.
I'm happy to lead the way.
Yeah.
I just hope I'm not like hitting him off the green. You know, like I want to at least give people a read so they can follow me.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
Right. And if you have some woefully short or just way too hard putt.
Yeah, for a yank it.
It doesn't help anybody.
There's a minus 1,000 bet at the sports book that Cakes stubs his putter on a putt.
Well, that's the safest money all day. That'll happen.
He does it. Cakes does it at least once around.
Yeah, because I just have a herky jerky swing.
I can see it on a really long putt.
I've never had to fix divots on a green.
Maybe later this afternoon, you might have to get back on that. I hope you have a divot repair tool.
Are you a little too wristy?
How would I know? Okay. I don't know.
Gotcha. He just never putts.
It's a big adventure.
Yeah.
When you don't play, you have no feel.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero feel whatsoever.
Believe me, I play all the time and I have no feel like on chipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
can be difficult.
Yeah.
But you're going to have great weather today.
Yeah, it's going to be like 81 or 82 degrees.
I think today through Thursday should be great, right? Great golfing weather.
Yeah. It's going to be warm.
You duck out of work or
I prioritized sunblock. Now here's
need that.
I think I know the answer, but here's the question. The only sunblock that I found in the house was kids.
They probably have some at the club.
I think I have some.
I have some in my car.
Most people have some in their bags.
Yeah. Shouldn't kids be the same?
Probably.
It's fine. I mean, it says copper tone 50.
Might even be stronger.
I got spray. I got the face stuff. Whatever you want, I have it.
I need the spray.
It should be fine.
I mean,
most golf courses probably have it in there anyway.
You should be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not expired, is it pretty new?
I think so.
Yeah, you should be fine. I was at U.S. Open qualifying in Woodmont yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long day, and it was sunny all day. Mm-hmm. And it was breezy, so it wasn't humid. But, man, I can't imagine being out there from, 8 a.m. to 6.
Was Max Homa lugging his bag all over the course?
He wasn't there yesterday.
Oh, he was at a different course.
He was at a different course.
He was at that Kinsale.
He was down in Florida, yeah.
Got it.
I thought he was at Kinsale.
I thought it was Ohio.
Wherever it is, it's where Fowler was.
That's in Kinsale. Florida.
Yeah?
That's in Florida, I think. Yeah.
It is kind of funny to see those guys that are, used to having caddies. They just got their walking bag slung across their back.
He had just fired his caddy.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yeah.
All the guys I saw yesterday, they all had caddies.
Mm. Yeah.
But, man, it's a long day in the sun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're Max Homa, though, and you did carry your bag for 36 holes? And, by the way, you lose out in a playoff.
You can't go.
If you had a caddy, probably...
Yep.
Probably saves him a stroke or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not lugging that freaking bag around for 36. How'd your boy do? Did he do okay? Did he hang in there?
He shot 79, 73.
It's so hard.
79. He had a couple bag breaks, bad bounces in his first 18. Had a triple and a double, so he was pretty much
done. What were the top four? Like, what were the scores that qualified?
Ryan McCormick, whoever that is, 10 under.
Yeah. Isn't that nutty?
Trevor Cohn from Charlotte, 5 under. Brian Lee, local kid. I think he plays at Duke. From Fairfax, 3 under. And Mark Leishman.
Oh, good.
3 under.
So I follow this guy. Valdez might follow him too on social media. He's one of these golf influencer dudes. And he's a great player. But there's a reason why he's an influencer. He qualified and won the qualifying before this. He shot 67 to get into the final qualifying. He ended up shooting 74, 75, nothing to be ashamed about. The leader shot 18 under.
It's crazy.
That's the difference between, this guy's an elite golfer too. Yeah. That's the difference between just like a great player at your club or something who's like a scratch or a plus one or plus two and the ones that make a living playing golf.
Well, that's going to be the winning
18
score.
18 under.
That's going to be the winning score at the Purple Heart Open today. But that's a best ball.
Yeah.
That's with four people having opportunities.
I don't understand anything. Why was Max Homa and Ricky Fowler and the other big silly, I forget, Cam Young, all playing against each other on the same region? And why wasn't Ricky Fowler playing Woodmont yesterday to qualify?
Because there were good players at Woodmont, too. They tried to pick their best spots.
Not at that level.
I think there were. I think there were. If you looked at the field, yeah.
Brendan Steele was there.
Those guys are much better. Yeah.
I don't understand.
The field is much better.
I think
down
they try to pick the
it's just based off of where they live.
I think it's based. I think all those guys are probably based in Florida.
I don't know that it's that. Like I think it's based on everything. They look at the course.
Yeah,
they look at how many spots are going to be available.
How many people are playing?
They
in
project
it.
All that stuff.
I think the one in Valencia wasn't that difficult. The field wasn't that difficult. But if you're Max Homa, you're not going to fly if you're. And you're Ricky Fowler, you're based in Florida. You're not going to fly all the way out to Cali to try and qualify. You're going to pick something that's more local.
Yeah. If you want to win, go to the U.S. Open, you will. I mean, yes, some.
I'm pretty sure Fowler and Homa played in Kinsale, unless I'm wrong. I thought they played
Kinsale. In Columbus, right?
Kinsale, wherever that is.
It's in Columbus. I thought
Kinsale was in Florida.
No, I don't know. I don't know where it is. I just know that's where they played.
Homa was seen carrying his bag at Kinsale Golf and Fitness Club in Columbus,
Ohio. That's where they're going to do it because also that's where the memorial was.
That makes it convenient.
So they're still in town for
that
the memorial.
That makes it convenient,
so,
for sure.
So instead of flying.
And then a lot of these guys that were at Woodmont are LIV guys. There are a lot of LIV players, although some of them withdrew, like Bubba and Westwood got, but LIV's in town. So it makes all the sense. Brendan Steele is a LIV player, so he's playing Woodmont, and then he's staying here all week because he's playing LIV on Friday.
Right.
I think there's a lot of reasons, but I think mainly it's because of convenience.
Especially those guys that are really at a high level, they're not really afraid of any field, right?
Right.
So if you're Ricky Fowler,
he's not trying to cherry pick what field.
He's not going to say I'm scared
weekend.
Of this field. He's just not because he's. Freaking Ricky Fowler, and he's won 6 times or whatever on tour.
Should have considered it, because that's why he's not in the U.S. Open.
He missed it by a couple strokes,
he'll
right?
He'll be watching it at home.
I think
like
he was
me.
About maybe playoff. 4 or 5 under. Oh, he made it to the playoff at 5 under?
Yeah.
I was following up until 16 or something, and I kind of bailed on it. Yeah, but it's just golf. That's the one thing you got to love about golf, man. It's merit-based. You got to be out there, and you can have a great year, but you got to follow it up. You know, within a year or two, and keep having great years. if you want to stay out
but
there.
But I tell you what, man, to carry your bag for 36 holes when you never carry your bag, that's
insane.
That's got to be
and
hard.
What is Homa now? I mean, what is he? Is he 30, 35? He's 35 or less. He's under 35.
I don't think he's 35.
Yeah, he's under that.
Yeah.
So maybe he's 29, but still.
He'll be fine. He's a 30-year-old carrying his bag around.
I know, but those guys, they never do it.
You just think about it.
I understand, but he's in shape.
He's fit.
He'll handle it.
He's not going to die.
He's 34.
But it's exhausting to do that. It just is. 7,500 yards twice. I'm sure there's some terrain he had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that course, they said it was playing about 7,700 yards. It was windy. It's just a tough-ass course, and the fact that this kid, Ryan McNormick, well, he's not a kid, he's 33. I just looked him up. He's a Korn Ferry player. Mm-hmm. Ryan McCormick shot 66-66. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absurd on that course.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you want to follow much lower-level golf, be sure to follow the Junks socials today, at Junks Radio on Twitter and more. We'll see Mike Marr's big on-course reveal later during the Purple Heart Open. We're the Junks. We'll be right back on 106.7 The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Junks text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, A local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Are you guys snoozing on the escape story of the devil in the Ozarks? Do you guys have any background on this?
Very little.
Yes.
Sleep City.
Very little.
Okay, you're the mayor of Sleep City.
Well, Fill me in.
I've been following it for 10 days.
All right, so there's a 56-year-old inmate named Grant Hardin who escaped from an Arkansas prison 5 days ago. Somehow, he...
he escaped May 25th. So it's May 25th?
Okay, yeah. So...
it's been about 10 days.
Okay, 10 days.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an older story.
Yeah.
So... somehow he gets his hands on like a makeshift prison slash corrections uniform while he's in the jail.
Correct.
And then he procures a cart and puts a bunch of materials on the cart and goes up to like the main gate of the prison.
They open the gates.
And they buzz him through and let him out. Okay. So he's an escaped murderer. Also was in prison for the 1997 rape of a school teacher, was convicted of a 2017 murder of a man named James Appleton. He was serving a 30-plus year sentence.
Yep.
Like, this is a hardened criminal. Oh, also, he has a background in law enforcement.
Police chief.
He was a police chief in a small town in Arkansas.
Which is just unbelievable, right?
The fact that he got an outfit that said, you know, it was a prison guard outfit.
Yeah.
Somebody helped him.
Well, of course. Yeah.
I mean, he was wearing a hat. He's wearing, like, dark clothes that match the top. Like, he looks like a prison guard.
Yeah.
So I guess the guy that was in the tower is just like, okay, I'm buzzing him through. Like,
yeah,
looks legit. And now
the question is, is he on foot or did he have a car waiting for him somewhere?
The weather has played a role because there were heavy rains, I guess, that have hindered the bloodhounds trying to track him down. But he's just on the loose in the Arkansas wilderness at this point.
Thing is, everyone knows what he looks like.
Sure.
I think it's just a matter of time. But the fact that he is, you know, he's got a police background, he kind of knows the protocol and the procedures of how to, you know, search for these inmates that escape. But still, everyone knows what he looks like. And he's, you know, it's not like he's this spry, you know, energetic dude. He's 30 years old. He's almost 60.
He's 56, I believe.
Yeah.
He's like around our age.
Yeah. You
know, he's close to our age.
I would think it's just a matter of time, but the fact that it's been, you know, 10, 11 days, I mean, he could be anywhere if he had a car.
He has a lot of background in law enforcement. He was the chief of police in Gateway for 4 months back in 2016. He was also terminated from roles at other police departments, which is kind of a red flag considering his background, the crimes he committed.
He had trouble, like, receiving criticism. He didn't receive criticism well.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess that's the plus of being a chief. You get to criticize others.
Of going from a policeman to eventually a police chief to becoming a murderer and convicted rapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it happens. It's just unreal, though. He's a bad dude. And then the whole idea, I mean, obviously I get it. Living in prison's got to be hell. But you know what also is hell? Like living in the woods.
Yeah, living on the land.
Or having to, you know, eat out of trash cans or steal a gun somehow, you know, and knock up an old lady, like, you know, to get her car.
I've seen The Fugitive. I know how Harrison Ford was scrimping by and surviving.
Yeah.
I've seen that flick a bunch. He was innocent. He was an innocent man.
But he can only survive so long if he's on foot.
I would think.
You know what I mean?
My guess is he probably hijacked a car somehow.
Well, that's certainly possible.
You know? I mean, how difficult
or
is
how
it?
Did he get does he have a weapon?
I don't know. Maybe he's a survivalist. I don't know.
Did someone help him once he got out?
I'm sure he knows where to get one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I know this
he's America's most wanted now.
I drove through Arkansas years ago. Good luck finding a more desolate, remote, unpopulated place than just rural Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you just drive forever. Like, they're literally, it's like 30 miles between exits. Like, there's nothing there.
That's one of the states I haven't been to, Arkansas.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
I believe it's the natural state on their license plate. You're not missing anything.
What is like? What is Arkansas's like claim to fame besides like
Walmart?
Besides like Razorbacks. Coach Richardson, yeah.
Like Walmart, it's the world headquarters of Walmart.
So I mean, Walmart started in Arkansas, or is that just like a tax haven? That's where it started.
No, it started in Bentonville, Arkansas.
I know nothing about Arkansas other than the Razorbacks.
There you have it,
Bill Clinton.
No. Okay, yeah. Bill Clinton. But like, and do they have anything naturally that's cool? Like, or like, they have any like monuments or anything?
I'm
like,
sure
do people
state-
go there to visit. Like, I don't know, like a planetarium or something.
I don't
know. I mean, they have anything?
According to this,
it's a bottom seed state. Let's be honest.
I just don't know anything about it.
Says it's one of the most beautiful states.
That means you got nothing.
Unparalleled natural beauty, boasting 52 state parks, clear lakes and streams, picturesque landscapes.
Well, I didn't see those parts, JP. I saw the desolate highways.
We
and
would
nothing
never.
But trees on all the.
No one would ever
sides.
Want to go there.
No, I know that that place by Bentonville and all the surrounding towns are exploding. It's
right.
like the new it spot to move to.
Mm.
Kind of like when people were moving to Idaho or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, smaller towns that have a lot of money coming into them.
Yeah,
tend to flock to.
Mm.
Interesting. The only thing I could imagine it being like is when you drive to Kiowa and you drive through South Carolina and you see all these poor people out there and you just feel terrible for them, right? Like living in these shacks, you know, right? Like, and then you go to the oasis that is Kiowa Island.
I guess, yeah.
You've seen that.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. So that's what I figure Arkansas is like. I have no idea. Literally no file.
Well, the part that I was driving through, the interstate, it like the most remote stretches, I think, of interstate I've ever driven anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Not that I've been to every state, but like, I mean, I've driven through Mississippi, Florida, all through the South. Like,
Nevada has that.
Desolate.
I mean, you drive like from L.A. to...
That is true. Like driving through the desert from the L.A.
desert,
towards
it's like
Vegas.
That. Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
This guy could be
He could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
Well, that dude Eric Rudolph, right? He lived in the woods forever. Where is that? Was that in North Carolina where he did that?
I think it was mostly North Carolina.
Yeah.
Memory serves
correct.
He would
just go in at night and steal a lot of people's trash and go back in the woods?
Yeah, he would just like... He would dumpster dive for food.
Unbelievable.
Come out of the woods.
Unbelievable.
But the fact that his face has been all over TV for 10 days, I mean, eventually they're going to get him.
But he does look like just a regular donk.
Yeah, of course.
See, this is where he has
to. But someone's going to notice him.
This is where he has to get a wig. He has to put on like a fake mustache.
Well, the beard's growing because he's been gone 10 days now. Beard will be growing a little bit.
Probably is.
Yeah. Now, he doesn't have anything up top. He needs a transplant.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have an exotic Tom Cruise Mission Impossible mask stuffed into his corrections outfit, does he?
He needs Dr. Burka to fly down to Arkansas.
What if he has one of those? What if he has an accomplice and he has one of those silly masks that they make now where you could just look like any person?
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said, does he have a silly like Tom Cruise mask from MI?
Yeah, okay.
Peels it off.
Okay.
But if he's in the woods... I mean, a drone's going to be able to find him.
I would think. At some point.
I mean, they've got to have multiple drones.
But if he's not, he could just find... I mean, there's all those, like, people... You always hear about when these guys go on the run and they find, like, an old cabin that they're living in, an abandoned cabin.
Like a hunting shack or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to come out at some point.
See, this is the point where I always make just the foolish bet. Like, he'll be caught by fill-in-the-blank days.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is where I usually
well, feel
who
step
was the,
right
who
into
was
it.
The last escapee that was out for a while that we talked about?
Well, but the Angela White one, was that her name?
I don't Whatever, know. I don't know that name.
That might be a porn star.
That name is not ringing a bell for me.
A porn star with a massive joke.
That might be a porn star. Who's the one, the lady that helped the guy?
That helped the guy, and he was in a car accident.
Yeah, wasn't her name White?
Maybe.
I thought so.
Probably.
Angela White's definitely a porn star. I know who she is.
I know you're watching.
I actually don't watch.
He knows what it's.
I actually don't watch pros, really. But I mean, believe me, I've seen Angela. I know who she is. 100%.
I mean, 10 guys escaped from a prison in Louisiana, and they caught 8 of them already. There's still 2 out there.
There's still 2 out there from that?
There's still 2 out there.
And one of the guys is uploading like videos on Instagram, and he's begging guys like Meek Mill and I think President Trump to help him. He's grasping.
And he's still on the run?
Still on the run.
And he's posting on social media.
Posting vids.
Jeez. That's how they got one of them.
They got one. Well, they didn't get this guy.
The one
Don't
guy
they
geolocate went on Instagram
you
live.
Immediately as soon as you start posting
I don't
stuff?
Know.
Yeah. That's wild, man.
If I'm on the run, the last thing I'm doing is putting an update on social media.
Yeah.
Then Juan from Rockville is going to rat me out. tell everybody where I'm at.
Why Juan from Rockville?
He's just a troll.
Yeah.
Hey, Drab handed me
jumped to the front of my brain.
Drab handed me Northern Virginia magazine. I actually told Stumper to get me a copy because I just wouldn't be in an area where they sell it. Nice little picture of the boys.
I don't like the picture. My pants are ill fitting. I don't like my pot. I don't like
now
anything
it says
about it.
Four friends. We talked about this. 20 years. One
Why
unstoppable.
They put 30 years
radio
he
show.
It. He botched it.
I think the headline doesn't match. That. Like, okay, 20 years since we took over for Stern.
Yeah, but
I think
that doesn't.
I know
irrelevant.
It's a misnomer.
As soon as I saw that, I got irritated. The 20 years thing. You're slight that's by 10.
Yeah. I know because in the first paragraph it says something about 31 years.
Yeah, it's just
he just botched it. They said,
I don't even know if it's
that's not
it's
even
Buzz
correct. He's got
it
mistakes.
Might not even know if that's Buzz. It might even be the editor.
I mean, we started,
but as soon as I saw that, it was on mega tilt.
Yeah,
the first sentence 10 says, years of our career.
It says next year
not
marks the 20th anniversary for WJFK FM's morning quartet, known as the Sports Junkies, and 31 years since the group of four friends started working together in radio. Just both of them inaccurate. The very first sentence.
It's a shame because it's a beautiful article in the magazine.
Yeah, I like the article and the pictures. I think
they're numbers. They're just making up numbers.
Just but he did not have the numbers correct.
What's happened to journalism, Valdez? You're a journalism flag waver over there.
I mean, you gotta double check your facts.
I mean, what's happening
you gotta
here?
Triple check your facts.
I mean, we started in cable access. Do the math on this one, Cakes.
Yeah.
We started cable access in 1995.
Okay, yes.
Last I checked, it's 2025. Is that 31 years?
That is a 30 is close to zero.
31. You know what? I'm happier with 31 than 20. 20 completely shortchanges us in the
headline.
Well,
and even the 20, I think the 20 he's going for when we took over for Stern, they write it's 2006. Wouldn't that make 19?
What was the date?
He just botched it.
Hold on. I think it probably is 31 years.
What was the date they said? I thought your first show was like May 6, 1996.
Yes.
Hold on.
But isn't it 2025?
It is 2025, yes.
Yeah, correct. Next year will mark 30 years.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Right, so that's 29. And but that's just rounded up to 30. But 31, where does that even come from? And where's 20 come from?
Well, hold on. I might be an idiot, but don't you have to count the first year? So he's counting
95.
Counting 95,
yes.
And then...
You don't count that as a year? You don't have your 1 year anniversary.
That's my
I know,
kind of
but it's like a birthday. You're actually a year older than you really are.
No. No.
Yeah, because you're not 1 year old.
We celebrated.
You're born.
Let's put it this way. We celebrated our 1 year anniversary for radio. I have a picture. We have like a little cake out in front of WJFK in 1997.
Hey, but we're getting lost in the weeds. It should just say 30 instead of 20.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Third.
That's
like
the thing that bothers me the most.
Getting shortened by a decade,
and also
a whole decade.
There was just miscommunication between him and the
editor.
And the editor. That's probably what happened.
I guess. Yeah.
Because it should be 30.
We demand a reprint of the entire run of the magazine.
20.
Drab, can we do that? Can we demand a reprint?
Yeah, just they gather a correction.
Yeah, they should run a correction in the next month.
By the way, it's a huge article, so it's very nice. The last one they did 10, 15 years ago, whatever, was very nice, too. Very, very nice.
The next one's going to be in memoriam. That's the next.
When we die.
That's the next step.
But where do you get? You could get this at like 7-Eleven in Northern Virginia. Like in Fairfax. I remember last time I bought a couple.
I would guess any grocery store in Northern Virginia is carrying that, too.
Maybe we send Mara.
Angie Goff is in the cover.
We gotta start demanding. We gotta start demanding covers.
How are you guys not on the cover if you have that in depth of an article?
I mean, it's a huge article. There can't be a
because Angie
article.
Goff is prettier than us.
Way prettier.
That's why.
I know.
Really nice picture of her,
and she's making a drink.
Look, these pose pictures are brutal. We look better when we're just like doing our shit.
Look better, yeah, all natural.
Like just standing against a wall with a JFK logo.
Hey, who's been the guy who said no pictures? Hey, yeah, I still take pictures all the time.
You look good in it.
Tip of the spear right here.
But anyway, if you're in Virginia, check it out.
They just botched it. It should be 30.
It's supposed to be in like a really good issue. It's the Reader's Choice Awards.
We used to win like best show and all that. Did they even do that anymore? Remember, every year we would be like in the running.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Probably intern John.
I don't even know. He's JP's neighbor or something. Like, what's his deal?
He's not my neighbor.
What's intern John?
He's the 99.5 morning show.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Just don't know.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah. Don't know anything about him.
I think he owns part of Chuck Lee's bar.
Oh, good. Maybe he can loan me some money.
He's an angel investor.
I noticed. I don't know if he's an angel investor or a main investor.
There was a little blurb in there about Valdez and Drab, something about vital to the show's success, chemistry.
Look at that.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's good.
Love to see that.
Were you psyched when you saw that?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm going to put it in my clippings.
Put it on your Valdez shrine.
Am I going to get irritated when I read this?
I'll be honest, I was only looking for my
name. You're looking for Drabby.
Yeah. I didn't read the article. Selfish. Love
he's
it.
Scanning for Cahill.
Yeah, we got to start holding out. I mean, I know it's, you know, career's winding down. It's almost over.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the future, cover. If we ever do anything.
Need a cover shot.
Yeah, like, okay. We're not going to do it unless you're going to put us on a cover.
Right. Got to be divas at some point.
I mean, what are we doing in the middle of a magazine?
I don't think they've got, like, a best radio show
they used
type
to do
thing, because I just went through entertainment. It just,
they used to do that.
Right, because there are, like, four radio shows
that
left.
That shows you how dead radio is. They don't even do the
yeah, they don't
the
bother.
Category anymore.
They don't bother with it.
Yeah, they've got best art gallery.
I bet they have best podcast.
Yeah, they probably do.
Best YouTube.
Nah, it's more places to go. Best museum.
Right. Museum. Blech.
Best public park.
So, Drab, how
best
did you get these copies?
Pumpkin patch.
Did you go pick up a couple?
You know what? I randomly started getting them at my house. You see that thing with the cover on it?
Yeah.
And it said subscribe for free.
Yeah.
So I subscribed, signed up. So now I'm getting two. I don't know.
That's
keep
great.
Coming to my door.
So if you want to pick one up, you got to live in Northern Virginia, Fairfax, whatever.
Tells me they have a lot of extras.
You know, it tells me he's going to find like a $5.99 monthly fee. He doesn't know.
Yeah. Eventually.
Where did this come from?
I didn't put my credit card down. It said free for 3 years.
All right.
3 years.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry.
3 years for free.
I would love.
How are they in business?
I think I'm with Bickle. I'd love for magazines to come back. I don't understand why they got phased out.
I like magazines too. You know what's even more tilting, though? When someone showed me this over the weekend, like we all saw on social media, they're like, congrats, Junks, for your article, whatever. When you look it up online on Northern Virginia, they seem to have a nice website. The current, because I guess they want you to get the magazine, the current issue, there's no links.
Paywall.
I don't even think there was a paywall.
I was told there was a paywall.
I click on it, and there's just the first like three sentences, and then there's no article.
Yeah, so that way somebody in Herndon sees it, says, I got to run out and buy this factually incorrect article about the Junks. And they go on and buy it.
So I couldn't read it.
That's how Drab can afford to get 3 free years of it sent to his house.
I guess you guys got to work for 10 more years at least to get another.
I guess that's the bit.
Yeah, then that's when they'll put 30 years.
Hey, look, the Junks are on Reader's Digest. Yeah.
big ass print. Hold on. All right, later in the show, we're going to talk some NBA with John Mettler. He's an NBA analyst for Covers.com. We'll get deeper into the NBA Finals with him. That's coming up at 9:25 here on the Junks. Coming up at...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Seven, we'll get into a topic about one of the Commanders NFC Super Bowl rivals. Is their window closing quickly? We'll do that at 7 o'clock. But we wanted to get into some audio of Bill Simmons here, who's basically attacking Pablo Torre for being so obsessed about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story.
Well, was he right or was he wrong? That's the point. So I'm concerned.
We have a clip of him from, I believe this is the Rewatchables podcast, where he goes after Pablo Torre. This is Bill Simmons.
Pablo Torre would have done a long podcast about Leo Farnsworth trying to practice with the team and then done a media tour about it afterwards.
This guy, bro.
I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the was that?
Whoa,
seriously.
What the
Belichick's dating a girl. Oh, let me do 9 shows about it.
I can't tell. Are you
settled the fuck down?
If this was about Jeffrey Lurie, though, would you be like, we got to get Pablo Torre on the
thing, right? Like, why are you getting him?
All right, you don't need to do a media tour about a fucking podcast.
It was a story that everybody was talking
about. That's
fine.
Maybe do 2 shows about it.
Yeah.
So I got Bill Simmons, for those who don't know, he's a Boston guy. I'm sure he's in the tank for Belichick. So he probably just
defending
like
his guy.
He's probably just like, all right, this is getting out of hand.
Is that, where that stems from? Is Simmons a big Patriots guy?
I think he's also mocking Pablo Torre's show. I haven't seen much of Pablo Torre's show. It's supposed to be a show where he does deep dives, like investigatively. And I think he's mocking that you're doing a deep dive into a guy who's just banging a hot young chick. Like, is there that much to it?
There might be. I don't know exactly what he was reporting. You have to remind me. I think he was reporting that UNC was, like, fed up with her.
Right.
And they banned her from everything.
They cut her access off.
Also, he's diving into the
family stuff.
Well, no, just the genesis of the relationship. Like, when they first started seeing each other.
Which they clearly are trying to hide. Something shady was going on
like,
there.
I think he uncovered that, I believe, they were an item as far back as, I think, 2021?
Right.
Oh, really? Back that far.
He went through all the game footage, like the stadium cam footage, where you can zoom in on your seats.
Now, that's intense.
So he zoomed in on Bill Belichick's seats.
Okay.
His 4 seats. And Jordan Hudson was sitting in his seat when she was like 19.
Jeez.
A year or two before they said they met each other.
Oh, really? Oh, so
that's a little weird.
So he's basically not... being forthcoming when he met her.
And I believe
that's why they freaked out and they were like, I don't want to answer that. He's not answering that.
And I believe he's also trying to connect the dots that Bill Belichick's interviews for head coaching positions went south because I believe teams knew he was tied to her.
Oh, okay.
During the interviews.
Right.
Interesting.
I think he's trying to connect those dots as well.
Right.
But it also is a little gossipy and kind of beneath ESPN journalist to be.
Is it though? If let me throw this out there. Just be scandalous. Can I just be scandalous for a second?
Sure.
If Bill Belichick's grooming teenagers to be his girlfriend, you know, when he's 70 years old and she's 19.
I mean, it's creepy.
But
it's
he hasn't
creepy,
done anything wrong. It might be creepy.
If she's of legal age, then yeah.
She's of legal age.
But it's still creepy.
Everybody in the world basically says it's wrong, though.
I know you could have your personal opinion on him, but I think it's maybe not.
And if they're lying about it, it'd be one thing to say, you know what? You're right. This is really kind of like, it's weird, but we just have a weird connection. So sorry about the age difference. It is what it is. But she's mature, and I'm an older guy. We get along. But they're denying it all. Denying when they met. Like, they're denying when they started dating.
Like, if you're Belichick and her, why are you denying the, like, 19 to 21 gap?
Right,
like,
because it's freaking trifling.
I know, but
yeah, but, like, it's a two-year difference.
I think it's a big difference between being 19 and 21.
I think it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that
19 to 21?
Yeah. Or 19
to 21, and you're 75? It's a pretty big difference.
If the Washington Post was doing an investigation on Leo DiCaprio's girlfriends, like, everyone already kind of knows. It's just entertainment gossip. Like, leave that to E! Online.
Yeah.
Or Radar Online, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're kind of a big silly. You should be investigating real.
Right. You're saying it's beneath them. Yeah. It's kind of scandalous and,
gossipy. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is gossipy, but I actually think I might be Team Torre on this one. Especially if everything he's reporting is accurate. If he's inaccurate, I'm out.
Well, I mean, if she was accurate, sitting in the seats at age 19, well, there's obviously a connection.
Right, of course.
I mean, there's a connection there.
Yeah.
But
I think of Team Torre. I got nothing against Bill Simmons. I like Bill Simmons. I'm a house guy.
But I'll give UNC this. They're getting a lot of pub. I mean, I know it's not for the reasons that they were hoping for, but hiring Belichick's looking like a home run at this point.
How are they doing like on the recruiting trail? I know he's out there recruiting his ass
off.
Is he actually landing guys?
Don't know.
I know he's taking pictures with every freaking high school football coach in the country.
I'm sure he has, but I mean, it's all about NIL now. It's about transfer portal.
Right.
Who's their quarterback this year? It's the kid from South Alabama, right?
No clue. No,
Gio Lopez.
Yeah, it's Gio Lopez. So we'll see how Gio Lopez works out.
Well, I'll say this. These eyeballs are going to be watching when they take on TCU September 1st.
Oh, they're super compelling.
It's compelling.
Super
now.
Compelling.
And you would have had to pay me to watch a North Carolina football game last season.
But I think there is a story there for somebody to uncover. Yeah, if he started dating her when she was 18, 19, they said she was 21. But they're both in previous relationships.
But what's investigative about Pablo Torre driving to the Airbnb that Jordan Hudson owns that Bill Belichick was
co-signed, probably.
Well, the one that he was leaving in the morning,
basically
breaking in to try and dig up dirt.
Like what? He broke in the Airbnb.
Well, no, remember the infamous video of Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I know that. Where he left in the morning, 100%.
So Pablo did that as like a reenactment
to show what
to be funny.
Just
I don't know.
Just
to be
so
stupid.
People talk about
for content.
For content,
uh-huh.
You know,
he
what
was
I mean?
Finding
like,
out
what's illegal about Bill Belichick being on a ring. Nothing. He's just being kind of smarmy.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
shirtless.
I'm not
he's
accusing
definitely shirtless.
Him of anything criminal, but I think it is interesting that maybe the world's greatest coach.
He's trying to embarrass Belichick. He's taking it, I don't know.
Yeah, but is there a reason to?
I mean, it's I don't know, get people talking about him.
No, but I mean, is there a legitimate reason to? I mean, I think,
wouldn't
you think the culture, our culture as a whole basically frowns on 75-year-olds dating 20-year-olds?
I'll say generally yes.
But think about it. How many times
they look at it as a weird thing?
I mean, you're not
going
to go to jail for it.
Right.
But it
raises eyebrows.
Of course it does. It's totally wrong.
It's totally inappropriate.
I mean, if my daughter, who's 21, was dating a 75-year-old, are you kidding me?
It's inappropriate.
It's the dumbest thing.
I agree.
You know what? I question her more than I question
Belichick.
I agree
with what you're saying.
I think she's a complete idiot, too.
I agree.
Yeah, but I just assume she's doing it for money.
Probably, but they're.
I mean, she can get anybody for money.
It's weird. Drabs into
she
it,
landed.
But it's yeah, it's I mean, two on. Consenting adults.
She can't.
And as weird
she can't
as it
date
is,
a. She can't date a 40.
It's weird.
Hold
I'm
on.
Not,
she can't date a 41-year-old successful dude with money.
No, I'm sure she can.
I mean, come on.
But she. This is the one she ran into.
She's an idiot.
Is it Torre that interviewed somebody from her high school and said she's like the most despicable human that they like? There was some quote. For someone that said they went to high school with her, and she's basically a despicable human.
I'm defending her right as an American to date an old codger.
I'm not surprised by that.
She has the right.
She has the right.
Of course
she
got the right.
And he has the right.
He has the right.
But it doesn't mean it's not trifling.
Sure.
She's a bigger loser than
I
him.
Know it's your dream, Drab. It's trifling.
It is. Of course it's trifling, but this, like Cake says, this is America.
Yeah.
He hasn't broken any laws. There's something in it for her. There's something in it for
it's
him.
Just, it's taboo.
It's old
a taboo
time.
Kind of thing.
But also,
women
also,
like rich, famous guys, and old guys like young, hot women.
All guys like young, hot women. Right.
And usually they don't land them. Yeah. 75-year-olds usually don't land right. girls like that.
Yeah, well, they don't even try. Most don't even try, let's be honest.
I mean, but think about it. How many times have we done a segment on Belichick and Jordan Hudson?
Too many.
Probably 25
way,
times.
Way too many.
That's the reason Pablo Dumbass is doing it.
But isn't it interesting to you? It's freaking interesting to me.
Not really anymore.
Especially, hold on.
I'm getting tired of it.
Especially when you're seeing that there's a rift within the family and like the daughter-in-law's complaining about it, which obviously probably some other people within the family are co-signing the questions. She's spending all his money on all these properties and everything.
It's more interesting to me if the school gets involved and says, hey.
Well, that's what he insinuated.
Well, we don't know if that's the truth. If that's the truth, that's more interesting to me.
Well, that was, but that just was a the big fact, part of his report.
But just the fact that he's dating her, I'm done with it.
I could use more details.
Well, I'm sure they're coming.
In early June, I can see why.
All right, coming up next is the Lions Super Bowl window closing fast with a key player retiring. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.